This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If you have a tiny pickle
or a creepy peeping Tom, just email. If I were your show at gmail.com. If you're lonely, sad, and horny tonight, there's a podcast just for you to juice, hold you tight.
If I were you is the name to Google on your phone.
Jake and Amir will interpret all your moans.
Send them an email.
Whoa.
Love that twangy shit.
That was bluegrass.
That was bluegrass.
Coming from High and Lonesome Band. The High and Lonesome Band, a bluegrass band in, you'll never guess the state. You'll
North
never
Carolina?
Guess the state. No.
Oh, all right. So it's not the obvious
No,
one.
No.
Okay, Maine.
No.
Okay. I only guessed two.
Okay.
I feel like I should get at least 49 guesses. With 49 guesses, do you think I would get it?
It's really low. It's really low down there.
I'll Hawaii?
Give you 10. That's correct.
Really?
Yeah, that's why.
All right. Yeah.
I guess it was ukulele-y, so there was the Hawaiian twin.
I mean, I definitely,
accent.
I did not, I was trying to guess places that that bluegrass would not come from.
Right. So. Hawaii is probably the furthest state from Kentucky, at least geographically.
Yeah, geographically.
If not alphabetically.
Sure. Well, definitely not alphabetically.
Right. What would be the farthest state from Kentucky alphabetically?
Ooh, is K in the first half of this? Oh, it's I guess Alabama.
No, that's, yeah, from A to K is like 12 letters apart. I guess there's no XYZ state, right? Wyoming is the
Wyoming,
last.
Yeah. Is it?
So the question is Kentucky closer to Wyoming or Alabama?
That's really cool. Let's find out.
Alphabetical. Oh, God, now we're going to have to figure this out.
Somebody's listening to this podcast for the first time.
Wait, make your guess at home. Play along with us. How sure are you? Say it out loud so we can hear.
That I think, I guess... I'm not sure at all, but
not
I think
sure
I'm going to go
yeah,
with my guess being that Alabama's further.
It's Alabama's further
than Kentucky, than Wyoming from Kentucky.
Yeah, Alabama is very close to Kentucky. So this list I'm looking at has four columns of states, and Kentucky.
Oh, wait, are we talking about alphabetically or geographically?
Alphabetically.
I'm saying, okay, A is further from K than W is from K. That's my guess.
Right. That's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
So the first two, a lot of states are in like the back half of the alphabet. So this list is four columns of states from Alabama to Illinois, then Indiana to Montana. And Kentucky's at the top of that second column. And that doesn't include the second half of the states, which is Nebraska to Pennsylvania and then Rhode Island to Wyoming. What skews it is all these V and W's. We got Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. We got a ton in the back half of the alphabet.
I see.
So Kentucky is closer to Alabama alphabetically but far from Hawaii geographically.
Okay, so here's another question for you. K is what number letter in the alphabet?
Oh, I believe it is, M is 13, so K would be 11.
I see. So K is closer to A. I'm telling you, I'm not right in any way, basically.
God, oh, I don't know.
K, is K what closer is w? To W? I don't know.
X, Y, Z is 24, 25, 26. So W is 23. K is 11. And A is 1. So K is closer to A alphabetically, just in the if you right, lay out okay. the letters.
So just so you're clear, that's what I was guessing.
Got it.
But yeah,
I still wrong, but less wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
But you did say Hawaii very quickly.
That was good.
Yeah.
Let's all rewind to the first part of the podcast where I got the bluegrass answer in three guesses.
There's a New Hampshire? What's that one? All right. That was High and Lonesome Man. I said it's Kate and Mike.
All
Kate
right.
and Mike. Thanks for that.
Thanks.
Our first bluegrass cover. I feel like bluegrass should be more famous. Everybody
Wait, is it
seems
a cover?
To like it. Yeah, it's a cover of Caleb Clowder's Sick, Sad, and Lonesome, of course.
You could have told us it was an original.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
If it's a bluegrass cover, it's an original.
Yeah, because I never heard it, so it's original yeah, to me.
Unless it's Wagon Wheel.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's bluegrass, but that's the one bluegrass song everyone knows. So that you can cover. Everything else is an OG. Congratulations. Thank you. And thank you for listening to If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
First time in a while, it's just us two. We've had a string of of great characters coming through our studio.
We really have. Nonstop.
Yeah, we had Ben and Rob, Meg Batoon, Brian Murphy.
My goodness.
And finally.
It's nice to be just us again.
Yeah, we don't have to be funny. We could just like talk about states and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have wanted to do that with a guest.
No, no fucking chance do we get to do
no,
that.
No, that's.
That Let's would... talk about friggin' North Dakota.
Okay.
You ever been there?
No. Wait. No, I haven't. That's North Dakota's. South Dakota is the one with Rushmore, right?
Yeah.
So I've been to South Dakota. Never
Me
been
too.
To North
Never
Dakota.
Been to North. North Dakota is the last continental United state that I have not been to.
Really?
Yeah.
You count been to as drive-through, or you have to stay in a night there?
I think as long as I have, I don't think I've spent a night in every single one. Maybe I have. I've definitely I've planted my feet in every single one. I don't count airports.
Got it. So when were you in West Virginia, for example?
Road trip.
Oh, you drove through it.
Yeah, I don't think we stayed in West Virginia. We probably stayed in Virginia.
Naturally. Arkansas, yeah. Same thing, road trip?
No, I stayed the night in Arkansas.
Nebraska?
Stayed the night in Nebraska.
Got it. Any other random ones? Missouri? We did a St. Louis show once.
Yep.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
California? Oh, right. The LA
lived
connection.
There. Yeah. Spent a night. Many nights. I mean, yeah, we've lived here for
course,
4 years.
Course,
so.
Yeah,
been all, yeah.
Jersey, I'm sure you did accidentally.
What are you talking about? Yeah, we were.
Jersey.
Yeah, it was like 5 minutes away. Philly. We went to a wedding in
yeah.
Philadelphia. What's wrong with you? You're looking at Connecticut's where I'm fucking from. Jesus Christ, you're falling apart.
Why do you say continental U.S.? You never been to Alaska?
I've never been to Alaska. So the last two states that I've never been to are Alaska and North Dakota.
The coldest states.
Interesting.
Maybe you should have your bachelor party there.
I was thinking about having it in Alaska.
Is there shit to do up there?
That's what I don't know.
We'd have a... You know what we would do? We would spend the majority of time at Nome, which is where the Iditarod, the dog racing is.
Yeah.
And we would just watch the dogs race, and we would drink and watch the dogs just
race.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get to watch it. Is that
you don't get to watch it? But there's TV
like
in the cabin. Yeah, they go off into the back, the rural area. So you're not allowed there. But it's gonna be an awesome time. Let me plan it.
I'll think about it. I'd rather
it.
Not.
I don't know if
I want to do the Iditarod.
Well, I'm gonna do it, and we're gonna do it there.
And I already got us some fucking dogs.
And there's an Airbnb in Nome. And nobody knows how isolated it is up there. You can see Russia from there.
I do want to, figure out I want to see like the Northern Lights. That'd be kind of cool to do on my bachelor party. But then also part of me is like Mexico City would be fun.
Oh, yeah. You want to go somewhere you've been before or somewhere new?
I would go somewhere I've been before. Really, the ideal place that I want to go is Reykjavik. I want to go back to Iceland.
But you've been there twice.
Yeah.
So you're like, should I go back to a place I've been twice?
Right. Three times in Iceland. I mean, I would definitely do it. But I guess I wonder if there's a place that I haven't been that's got that same vibe that's got
Yeah. Have you ever been to South America?
No.
That's an entire continent you've never been to.
Yeah, but
we got a lot of options there.
Do you think we could get people to go to South America for my bachelor party?
Well, I don't care about other people, so it'd be me, you, about 2 weeks. We can do 2 weeks in Paraguay. Here, I'm on kayak.
Right.
Give me your social security number.
You're planning my honeymoon. And then we could do. I don't want to.
We could do a week and a half at Rio Carnival. No,
we need a week. All right.
We'll have to miss a.
I'd rather do the Iditarod. All right. Okay. Just book that one.
Are you okay with missing just a slice of your rehearsal dinner?
We'll get there before vows.
If all goes well. All right, let's answer some questions. Yeah, after all, right. This is an advice podcast. We're here to dispense some wisdom, including one to this 17-year-old girl who wonders, am I a snake?
Okay.
Am I a snake? What an interesting question. Let's get to the details.
You think she's actually talking about like a slithering serpent snake? Or?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I think probably it's a just metaphor. Like a,
yeah, that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Got it. We'll call this one Sydney D. Alaska.
Very good.
Because she's from Sydney, Alaska. And she writes, I'm a 17-year-old girl in high school and a huge fan of your show. Basically, I have a crush on a good friend's ex and I feel like a knob. My friend dated this guy a year ago and about a month, for only about a month, but he was kind of a dick when they broke up. Fast forward, he's 10 times hotter now, and still douchey, but generally a much better person. My friend has moved on, but the main problem here is that we've spent the past year roasting this dude to smithereens. We usually just make fun of him for being a wiener, but I've since befriended him, and I think he's changed. Last weekend, I hooked up with him. Nothing crazy, third base at a party, and I felt like I had to tell my friends about it. I had to tell my friends about it, who then started roasting the shit out of me. I told him I was hammered and that it was a one-time thing, but now he wants to hang out, and I'm feeling snaky. Any guidance? Please, I really want to fuck this guy and hang out with him without making my friends hate me. Much love from Canada. Well, that could be a good option too. Montreal, have you thought about that?
I have, but we were there so recently.
Right. All right. 17-year-old girl, an ex-boyfriend that she just spent a year making fun of. Now she went to third base with him at a party, which is very far, if you ask me.
Oh,
that's oral.
Sorry, Grandpa Blumenfeld. It's actually
not oral. That's the furthest
oral.
You can get.
It's not oral. Third base isn't oral.
It's fingering.
That's not oral. What's fucking oral about that?
Still.
Okay.
It's private parts.
Yeah, you know, don't say still after you've said something it wasn't. You say it's blowing someone. I say no, it's not. And you go still.
It's fingering.
Still, it's something different.
It's still something far. It's past second base.
Yeah, in a baseball game, that's a good...
That's a rare hit.
Yeah.
Third. Home runs are more popular than triples.
I feel like that's kind of true. There's probably a time in your life when, never mind, this isn't a fucking original observation.
Let's hear it.
Where home runs become way more the norm than, like... Fingering in second base.
Yeah, that's like in baseball, like an unassisted triple play is the most rare thing, but it's not like, it doesn't look that cool.
It's either first or home. I think that like, as you get older, it's sort of, whatever.
You're either kissing or you're fucking. Or you're home with your dick in your hand, like me. Rod.
So this girl...
is feeling snaky.
But she actually likes the guy.
Yeah.
She's actually... a seemingly slightly better person, and he's hotter. The only problem is that your friends don't like him. So the question really boils down to like, is it can I hook up with this guy even though my friends and me have made fun of him a lot?
Yeah,
and now that she's like worried that they're going to start making fun of her. It sounds like she already backed off. Like when they started, as soon as she said that she hooked up with him. And they were making fun of her. She's like, I was trashed.
Yeah. If he's really hot, then they're not going to really make fun of you. Like, they can only make fun of you so much if he's really hot. The problem is that he's a douchebag, too.
She said he was a better person, but still douchey.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I wonder
how much worse he was that he's gotten much better, but still a douche.
Also, but when you're like if it was a year ago, then he was like 16. And who's like a really great 16-year-old, except probably Jeffrey James?
Yeah, he was a good 16-year-old, I bet, because it was like 2 years ago. And yeah. He seems fine now.
Totally.
Like, we met him at age 17, and he was all right.
And he was good.
Yeah. any guidance? Do you want to, would you go for it with somebody that all your friends disliked?
Yeah, totally. I think that you just gotta power through. People can reimagine their their opinions on somebody, especially when it's this young. Like, if you just keep on hooking up with him, it will eventually shift to being normal. Like, you probably have to stand up for him a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, get into a weird contentious fight with your friends, but, like, laugh it off and be like, no, he's actually cool now. Like, you guys should hang out with him.
Yeah.
And win hearts and minds. That's what it's all about.
It might not end well, but you're 17, so that's also fine. Like, you're supposed to do some bad things now, and then you'll learn from your mistake if you don't like it. So I say just go for it, regardless of if it'll work out or not.
Right. The thing that you want to avoid, which I do understand, is, like, if she just rejects her friends and, like, whatever, fuck you guys, I'm going to hook up with this dude, then there's, like, she could lose the war of, you know, like, her friends just continue to talk shit about this guy, and then they start talking shit about her and both of them and their relationship. So you really, I think you have to remain the middleman and try to bridge the gap if you can.
Between the douche and the friends.
Yeah, reintroduce him to the group, tell them what you like about him, see if you can just get some converts. You need a couple people on your side to be like, oh, we were wrong about Douchey McGee guy.
Oh, that's good. Can you say that she has to reintroduce?
Oh, good. Reintroduce. Ta-da.
Here's a similar but different question from a different lady who's a sophomore in college, or freshman in college. We'll call this lady Chile F. Barcelona.
Nice. These are all just places we might go on my bachelor party. Oh,
that's right.
I love it.
Chili F. Barcelona writes, hey guys, longtime listener, second time emailer. My problem is this. I'm really close friends with my roommate. She's one of my best friends, but recently I found her guy best friend on Tinder. We both swiped right and talked a little bit, but I asked my roommate about it, and she said that she was not okay with me and her guy best friend having a relationship of any kind. I told her that I understood because I do, and nothing would happen. Well, he and I were the last two awake at a Halloween party recently.
Nothing would happen, and then something fucking happens.
And a fucking course we hooked up. I told my roommate about it the next morning, and I apologized a lot. She's not thrilled, but she forgave me. Here's my question. How do I continue to have a good relationship with my roommate after I betrayed her trust? And how should you approach interactions with the boy? They're good friends, so I'm sure I'll see him more. How do you have a casual platonic relationship with someone who's seen your vagina and who you're really attracted to? She actually said, who's seen your pussy. I don't know why I edited on the day. Who's seen your pussy and who you're really attracted to. Thanks. And then she emailed us again 7 days later. Well, we fucked. It was awesome. No regrets.
There we go. That's new. I knew it was trending there, and that's where my advice is going to.
Yeah.
Your friend doesn't get to make the rules. I think that all you can really do is be like, hey, I'm sorry that it makes you uncomfortable, but I like this guy.
He likes me.
We're going to fucking go for it.
It's a two-on-one. Whenever there's a triad, two people make the rules, and one person has to deal with it.
Right. She has to live with it. She's like, is friends with this guy. This guy would not think you were a great friend if he knew that you were standing in the way of him, like, finding somebody that he likes.
Is there anything beyond jealousy? Is there any case to stand on beyond, I'm jealous, I want to be with him? Like, why would you say you can't be with him?
I could see that if they're two good friends, it's jealousy across the board to some extent, I think. But, like, maybe she just doesn't want to change the dynamic to, like, see it get awkward. Maybe she knows this guy's behavior and she's like, no, he's going to hook up with you and then he's not going to talk to you anymore and it's going to be weird.
Or yeah, maybe I can't have him around.
That's the case for the girl. So she is just worried about the aftermath if it doesn't go well. Maybe she's worried about if it does go well and she gets pushed out and these people become in a really good relationship and
I guess personally, it can't end well. There's only bad.
I don't think that's... I mean... what if she really is just this guy's best friend?
Yeah.
And she likes her roommate a lot. And then her best friend and her other good friend are in a relationship. And she gets to spend time with all of them. That sounds nice.
Yeah, I guess that's best case scenario. But it seems like when things, like you said, are trending towards something, you can't stop the chemistry train.
No, you really can't.
It's once it's leaving the station, you can't two people who really want to sex not do it because somebody would be uncomfortable.
And when you introduce the forbidden aspect, that is, it's just pouring fucking gas on the flame.
Yeah. You know what else is funny? It's like, we were the last two awake at a Halloween party. It made me think about, like, how many parties just end with, like, it's like this weird contest of, like, who's going to stay awake the longest? Like, I got to stay. I'm not going to fall asleep because the last two people awake. It's like that contest where you're touching a car and the last person touching it gets to win it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, guys and girls just fighting to stay awake to be the last resort for each other.
It's true. And also, it's funny to me that this sounds like, oh, we were the last two people that stayed up at this Halloween party. Like, so it was a coincidence and one thing led to another.
Yeah.
When, like, both of them stayed, like,
very much so. I cannot fall asleep.
Right.
It's 4 a.m.
That wasn't a coincidence. That was a choice to stay awake and hook up with the guy. And that's fine. It's totally legal.
Yeah. And then there's, like, the friends who are just, like, happen to be awake. And you're like, just go to sleep. Go to fucking sleep already. Christ, it's 4:18. Why are you awake? You guys want to watch a movie? No, I don't want to watch a movie.
I wanted to fucking wet cuddle with somebody.
I want to kiss her, but you want to watch a film. All right, so again, go for it. Again, go for it.
Go for it.
And she already did. It was so funny.
Yeah.
The follow-up just said, well, we fucked. It was awesome. No regrets.
I like that she's being pretty upfront with the roommate, but I think you just got to not make promises that you can't keep.
Yeah, it's easy to say, fine, I won't do it, because it's weird to be like, actually, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for it. And then you don't get it. And then you're just like, oh, shit.
But I think it's natural to be like, hey, I won't do anything, but then like to come back and be like, things are happening. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I said I wouldn't do anything. But it's because, yeah, it would have been bad if you're like, fuck that. He's mine, and I want him. It's like, okay, he rejected me. Anyway, let's hang out again.
I'm going to fucking go for it.
It's all the bad, but none of the good.
Denied.
Anyway, what were we up to this weekend? I believe you wanted to go to the mall. That's another thing we can do. We can go to the Mall of America.
For my bachelor party?
Yeah, because there's like, it's so big, and there's so many stores.
There's a ride in it.
Yeah, so we can go on a ride.
I don't want to do that. But thank you. I actually don't even know if you're going to be invited up.
I know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. If I figure out the location, I'm sort of grandfathered in.
Yeah, that's true. We'll tell you what. Why don't you book your Iditarod ticket?
I will.
And then we'll see on the day if I'm there.
All right. I'm just afraid that they're non-refundable.
Yeah, that's what I think they are.
Gnome dog race. All right, yeah.
When is the Iditarod?
Yeah, do you think it's in like the middle of the winter, or they could just do it whenever because it's Alaska?
Yeah, I would guess it's like spring.
It's like a marathon. Iditarod. Christmas Day. Oh, that was the first one.
Oh.
So it does seem like it happens. All right, let's take a break. I'll do some more research and I'll come back with a bunch of answers about the Iditarod in Nome, Alaska.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag-and-drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional-looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's that's a non-movement good. That's movement.
Is anti-movement yeah. one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't
yeah.
buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's fitness, more of a
fitnessnah.com
play. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% ooh. Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on yeah. this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, yes. dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, mm-hmm. You can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
And we're back. Sunday, March 3rd, 2018. Everything's on March 3rd, I'm figuring out, is the beginning of the Iditarod in Anchorage on the corner of 4th and D.
That's pretty crazy. We are, March 3rd is coming up a lot these,
yeah.
these
There's
days.
There's a lot of things happening on March 3rd. So if you want to, I can probably tweet at the organizers.
I don't want to go.
So you
at
get
all. I don't want to go.
Dogs. And
I
they
don't want to go with you,
and
to Alaska to watch the dogs on Avenue D. I really don't.
Well, it's 4th and D, actually. Those are streets.
All right.
There are no avenues in Anchorage, after all. And then if we stick around, the awards banquet is on the 18th at the Nome Recreation
yes.
Center.
So we'd have to stay for, in Alaska
for 15
in Nome
days.
For 15 days to yeah. watch
dogs racing.
I wonder I mean, if it does know. Sound kind of cool. I would. I don't want to do it from a bachelor party, but it's an interesting.
I'd like to watch a documentary about the dogs and the racers because I have a lot of questions about
sure.
what the hell is going on. Do the dogs want this? Do the dogs know
Need
that they're doing it? Are they okay with it, with the running and stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, in all other sports, or not all, but like in most sports, the people competing,
they signed up.
They're like, they want it. They want to win. But like a horse race, the horse doesn't want to win.
Yeah, no.
A dog race, the dog doesn't want to win.
Wow,
a bull fight, the bull, I guess, wants to get the fuck out of the ring.
It's nearly 1,000 miles. They go in between like 50 and 120 miles a day on these dogs. Imagine that.
Pretty cool.
All right. Anything else we should talk about? Should we get more questions.
No, I have to promote my mother's cookies.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving is coming up, and you're going to be home, and you'll have to face mother.
Yes.
And you mustn't face her without speaking of the cookies.
I must move some more units for my mother. Actually, you know what I'm pissed about? My dad.
My fucking dad.
My dad, last time I was home, told me that that the sales were dropping off.
Uh-huh.
And that I don't think that he respects my influence.
Oh, I see. So he was sort of pushing you with one finger.
Yeah, he was like, was that all you could do?
Yeah.
In so many words.
He's like, this is my son.
I was like, I thought you guys were a bit more influential.
Yeah, could move what, 10, 20, 30 dozen cookies?
We moved 50 on the day that she launched.
You're a fucking bake sale to your dad.
Yeah.
And so what did you say to that? You said,
I told him, just watch this, you motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
And then my mom was like, Jake! And then I tweeted, and yeah. The tweet didn't go through because it was too long.
Right. So, this was before the 280 thing.
This was before the 280 thing.
Yes.
And it was 500. It was 500.
So even after.
Yeah, it was 500 words. It was a
on
diatribe.
On the cookies, yeah.
On the cookies. More on the relationship with my dad.
It was a diet tribe about the cookies.
It was actually my father's birthday yesterday.
Oh.
And I'm surprised you didn't say anything.
All right, I remember because his birthday was the election.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Yeah.
Anyway. Jake'sMomsCookies.com.
Mm-hmm.
Please help me prove my gourd father wrong.
And
to make my mother happy.
And how does it work? They pay for a dozen, it shows up in the mail?
Yeah, she's got special boxes. She's got a commercial kitchen now. She's paying her rent in cookies to a local coffee shop in New Haven.
Holy shit.
So if you live in around New Haven,
yeah,
my hometown, you know, I'm going to come through on Thanksgiving, and I'm going to be at Coffee, where they sell my mother's cookies.
How's the coffee person. At Coffee?
It's Coffee ? With a K, and I've never had it. But we used to compete with Coffee when I worked at Chapel Sweet Shop in New Haven, because we had a little coffee thing of our own, and Chapel Sweet Shop has since gone out of business, and Coffee, I think, opened a second location. So they won the war!
But they're selling my mama's cookies.
That's right. She's paying rent with them.
So I win the battle.
So check them out at Coffee. Check them out at Jake's Mom's Cookies. And you can get cookies in the mail. She writes little notes to everybody. It comes with stickers. It's very cute.
I feel like we should get more cookies here. She sent us a few. But
really
we ran out very quickly.
I'll let her know.
All right. From those questions and those cookies comes a pretty hilarious, insignificant question that I thought I can answer. Because, you know, not all of life's quandaries are big pickles of what should I do and how should I, am I a snake in this, that, and the other.
Correct.
This one is about a fun little birthday Facebook message somebody sent. So we'll call this guy Gnome R. Alaska.
Have we not called everybody that?
Because no more Alaska. That's right. It's out of the running. You should
I don't know. What's the city that people party in Alaska? Is it probably? It's probably Anchorage. It's not Juneau.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the Silver Lake of Alaska? Where's like the cool haircuts being had in
that's
Alaska?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want the beautiful nature like Iceland had during the day. The waterfalls, the crazy cliffs, the fjords.
Of course, the fjords.
And then the fucking run tour, the fucking raging dance parties at night. And I don't think Alaska has that. There's no raging dance party in Anchorage.
Where do you think more people live, Alaska or Iceland?
Alaska.
That's correct. By nearly double.
How 700, do
you know, like, oh, no, more than double. 741,000 people live in Alaska.
And what, like 300,000 live in Iceland?
Yeah, 335.
Holy shit.
Biggest city in Alaska.
Got to be Anchorage.
Wow, by a ton. 300,000, nearly half the state's population live in Anchorage. The second largest city is Juneau with 32,000.
Well, maybe Anchorage would be cool. Let's look up the club scene there.
Yeah.
After the pod.
Which clubs are straight bumping on a Thursday?
Does anything go up on a Tuesday?
In Alaska. All right. Here's the question from Gnome R. Alaska. Writes, I'll cut to the point. On Friday last week, a friend of mine had her birthday, so Saturday night she invited a bunch of friends over to celebrate. The day of the party, I messaged her on Facebook asking her if she was a Game of Thrones fan, because I have a stack of Game of Thrones-themed coasters, and I thought if she watched the show, I could give her some of them, and it would be a small, nice gesture. Came time to leave for the party, and still no response. So I decided I'd abandon the coaster idea, since it wouldn't be a big deal to show up without a gift. No one brings presents anymore. Now, Monday rolls around, and my friend finally responds to the message saying, "No, I don't watch. Why do you ask? What should I do?" I'm feeling like I have no good explanation for why I asked, besides I was going to give you a gift and then decided not to, which kind of makes me seem like a jerk for coming up with an idea for a present and then deciding against it, even though nobody brought gifts to the party anyway. And even if I explained why I asked and give her the gift, it'll be awkward because she doesn't even watch Game of Thrones. Anyway, that's my dilemma. Any insight you could provide would be great. I've listened to all the episodes, and I like watching the HeadGum videos. Keep them coming. Cordially, love. Gnome R. Alaska.
Thank you. Man, you're overthinking this.
What would you do? If I were you, you sent the message. She doesn't respond.
She doesn't respond. Party happens. Then she says, "Why did you ask?" And yeah. I say, I was going to get you, I had a gift. I had a gift for you.
Why don't you bring it, I was going to bring it.
I will. What's your mailing address? May I have your mailing address and I'll send you the gift? I think you need to watch the show. I got you DVDs.
What's a DVD?
It's like a VCR, but for a disc.
Oh, you're so old. I just turned 19.
I'm so happy to be invited to your party. Please invite me to more.
Here's a coaster of my thoughts, a token of my esteem. Can he say that I was going to bring you a gift, but never mind?
I wouldn't at this point. Like, I don't watch it. Why do you ask? You just say, "Oh, I don't know. It's a great show. Yeah. Just curious."
Sounds like a date.
Huh?
Sounds like, "Oh, well, if you don't watch it, maybe we should watch it."
Does he want to date this girl?
No, but you run the risk of coming off as flirtatious. So what's a non-flirtatious way of saying, "Why did you ask?" Without saying I had a gift in mind. Taking a poll. My friend said, "Everybody watches this show." And I said, "Not everybody. I can find someone who hasn't."
That's more convoluted. Fine. Here's the text. You say, "Long story, but I was going to bring you Game of Thrones coasters to your parties. Ha ha ha. Glad I didn't." The end.
Ha ha, she responds. Ha ha, glad you didn't.
Funny, what's funny about not bringing me my gift? Gnome.
Go home, gnome. Go home, Alaska. Nobody wants you here with your non-gift-giving ways.
Yeah, no, I mean, you could also just fucking ignore the text. She didn't answer it for 3 days.
Yeah, that's why we got to get back to this guy quick. The clock is ticking. Oh, you know Facebook has read receipts. This message has been seen.
Oh, it's definitely been seen.
Oh, yes.
Sweating so much.
It will see and be seen. All right, I like that text.
And BC seen.
Nice.
Thanks.
The answer of, "Oh, I was going to bring some to your party. Ha ha, never mind."
Yeah. The end. Or is it just wondering?
Just wondering?
Yeah. Just curious. What do you watch?
Are you
into Narcos?
Yeah.
I can get us a Narcos bib.
What about the Cleveland show? What was the last episode of that you watched?
I have a Mindhunter tablecloth if you're interested.
Would you want, you like Game of Thrones, would you want coasters? Game of Thrones coasters?
No, I'm not really into the like accoutrement of things that you like.
Yeah.
Style.
What about a poster, like a stylized art of Game of Thrones?
I probably wouldn't want it. Like a Westeros map or something?
Yeah.
There's something kind of fun about that, but not really. I do, like in my childhood bedroom, I have like a tourism poster for Hoth.
What's Hoth?
The Frozen Planet of the Rings. In Star Wars.
Oh, Star of the Rings. Yeah, Lord, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Star of the Wars.
Yeah, Star of the Rings. World of the Stars. The Star of the Rings. Yeah. Are you going to see the new one?
Game of Stars.
State Stars movie?
Yeah. I love it. Stormtrooper is like, he has a light.
You see the one where he's like, get the heck away from me. You're my only hope.
Yeah. And then there's like the fucking Vadrin. Vadrin.
Yeah.
It's like hey, Mork, I'm your freaking dad.
I am your dad.
I'm your fucking dad. And then he's like,
oh, you shall not pass your will.
That's good. Yodel is like this little,
he's this little munchkin. He's played by Andy Serkis, I think. And he's like, he does a backflip and he's like,
you are not my father.
You are my father.
You have a ring, you will.
Yes.
I'm a Star Trek.
That's good. Who's that?
That's Chewbacca.
Chew Knuckles. It's this fat little idiot who eats his own fingers off when Princess Leia can't get through Middle Earth. And he's just like this huge fucking slug.
Yeah, dude. And Han's guitar solo calls him freaking Knuckle.
He's like, hey, help me, Knuckle Konovi. You're my only rope. Because at the end of the movie, he is a rope. And he's at his last rope.
Yeah, there's like, all right.
What if I get you the Game of Thrones chair for your fucking bachelor party? And you can't stand up out of it. So we have to take you through the streets on a fucking like chair. And we get you sloshed. We're all wearing sashes, tiaras, and dick straws.
I would love to have a bachelorette party. Yeah. That'd be a fun
theme. That's your theme.
You remember, that just reminded me for some reason when we were in Iceland and we were like so trashed, like walking down the street. And you just like ran and jumped on a bench.
No, I had your crutches. I tried to pole vault over a bench.
Right, and you just fell.
Landed on the side of the bench and just, I fell and I felt no pain. That was the drunkest I've been. I felt no pain.
I was so baffled that you even did it. Just like, you're running at the bench, you pole vault, and I'm like, oh my God. And like, there wasn't even a second where you landed and then lost balance. It was like you did it just to fall on the side.
Yeah, and it was full jackass. It was numb. It was so cold, and I felt nothing. I was happy that day.
That was an amazing night.
We'll just call that your bachelor party.
See, we should go back.
You already had it. Congratulations.
Oh, no. Come on.
That was it, man. You had the fucking party. I loved it, dude. That was awesome, man. I really liked your party.
No, it sucks. I can't even have a bachelor party.
Well, we already did enough. I think we've done enough for you. All right. I'm gonna figure shit out, but I don't think anyone's going to go.
This is insane.
I'm going to start a little
from trying to plan it at the Iditarod to trying to not.
We're not doing it.
There was a point where we were going to fucking
party's
Chile.
Over.
We wanted
it's
to take
over.
Me to Rio.
I'm not even going to fucking Los Feliz with you at this point. Like, we've celebrated. We've done enough.
So it's not even you bailing. It's like you're going to get everybody out.
To go on a different party.
Yeah, you're throwing a party the day of my wedding, too.
Yeah, it's called a rival. Yeah, it's a rival bachelor party slash
wedding.
You
have a lot of RSVPs, which I hate.
Yeah, because I sent it out early. You got to save the date quick. Have you sent the save the date?
No, we got to get on that. We're still finalizing the guest list.
Read the guest list right now.
Sure. We've got, you're the number one in Friends.
All right, keep going.
Pretty cool. Here, tell you what. I'll just read from the yellow tier, which is the people that we invite when people from the green to clap.
Yeah, I want them to know that they were.
Yeah, do you want to just know like the second tier?
Yeah, just the second tier.
Okay. We also have the red tier.
Oh, just the definitely the definitely not.
Yeah, the basically even if the green and yellow drop out, like
let's just
people that we want to remember, but we're not going to even send anything to.
Yeah.
Why don't I start at the bottom of that one?
Is it even worth having a red list?
I don't think so, but it is like...
The red list is everybody else on Earth.
It's just like kind of nice to have like a running tally of everybody that's like sort of in the realm of invite just in case, you know, like, because I don't know.
The universe.
People like want to... A year is a long time. Like you plan out some like a party that is happening a year from now.
You may have
friends.
A new friend.
Yeah,
and
you also lose touch with people too. So it's funny to like look at our guest list and be like, oh, I haven't seen this person in a very long time.
Right.
Like, are we still friends? Maybe not.
Down to yellow with you. All right. That's it. That's our episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for submitting your own questions. If you have a theme song or a question, it's all... The email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Remember the bluegrass opener?
That was fun.
From High and Lonesome? Well, this closing one is written by Connor. I believe he said that he was dickless for chickless in the email. Yeah, which is kind of interesting.
That's neat. It's neat to go dickless for him.
He said, thoughts, positive or otherwise, my Instagram is ConnorMcD44, yours Julie Connor. And then he named it.
Julie is good.
And then he named it Dickless for Chickless. So thanks, Connor. Thanks, High and Lonesome. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back after Thanksgiving, where we'll be a lot more full. I'm going to eat a pie.
Jack the Mayor, two car Jews. Yeah, you know, it's if I were you. Jack and the Mayor, two car dudes. If they asked, I'd send them nudes. Jack and the Mayor seize the fucking cheese. Jack and the Mayor, mama, turn down the podcast, please. Oh, 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 oh. Seize the fucking cheese. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, sheesh, y'all, twas a dream.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.